When Peter Nassif visited the Garden of Gethsemane for the first time, he didn't know he was about to encounter God in a fresh way. That spiritual moment was a surreal wake-up call that changed Peter's life. I think you'll enjoy this interview as Peter dives deep into his unique perspective of Israel and Jerusalem as an Orthodox Christian. The interview was recorded on my cell phone, so you might hear a little bit of background noise, but I think you'll love what you hear anyway. So stay tuned, because we'll be right back with the interview. Stories like the one you're about to hear demonstrate not only the spiritual power of visiting Israel, but the importance of investing in the next generation of Christian leaders. Passages unlocks opportunities for young Christians to deepen their faith, hone their leadership skills, and experience all the gifts of modern Israel. Passages cannot fulfill this mission on its own. Through the Compass Fund, there are three unique opportunities to partner with Passages. As a voyager, navigator, or admiral, you can help build up the next generation of Christian leaders. A voyager contribution helps provide scholarships for students to take a transformational journey to Israel, where they will explore the roots of their faith while sharpening their leadership skills and experiencing Israeli culture. But the journey doesn't end once students return home. With a navigator contribution, you can support Passage's long-term investment in its alumni with leadership training back on college campuses, as well as opportunities to attend conferences, hear from inspirational speakers, and earn internship subsidies. Finally, by giving an admiral contribution, you can help Passages to grow by hiring passionate new staff, providing professional development, and expanding programming. Your support doesn't just give students a once-in-a-lifetime experience. It provides an experience that could shape the life of the church to come. For more information, visit passagesisrael.org/donate. Again, that's passagesisrael.org/donate. Welcome to the Charisma News Podcast. I'm your host today, Jenny Rose Spaudo, and you are listening to our Passages series. It's a series of interviews with people who have traveled to Israel through Passages, and they've just been sharing their incredible, unique experience with this organization. So today, I am talking to Peter Nassif. So Peter, hi, and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah, well, we're glad for you to be on the show. And listeners, for those of you listening, Peter is he's outside right now. So if you hear a little bit of background noise, that's what it is. But he has great things to share. So I'm excited to talk to him about that. So, Peter, can you just kind of start us off by kind of introducing yourself? Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you working? Are you a student? Tell us about that.
Absolutely. So my name is Peter. I am from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, but I go to school in Chicago at Loyola University, the school that made the Final Four a few years ago with Sister Jean, who just turned 100. I am an international studies and political science major, and there's nothing I love more than listening to music and traveling.
Oh, that's awesome. So then tell me, Peter, how did you even start getting involved with traveling to Israel?
So it actually kind of happened pretty strangely. I was walking around campus, and there was this lady that I knew somewhat through going to events that she hosted. Her name was Patty, and she came up to me in sub-30 degree weather, typical of Chicago, and she said, "Peter, I've been looking all over for you." I was very confused by that. It's cold. She's 70. Why was she walking around campus trying to find me? And she told me that I was going to the Holy Land. And I was very confused by that. She just kind of said that out of the blue, and it made absolutely no sense to me. Later on, she began to explain Passages and what it was and how she thought it was an amazing opportunity for me. And that moment, I can remember like it was yesterday, and it brought me into the Organization of Pastors. It brought me deeper into my faith, to have the ability to go to the Holy Land where Jesus walked, and also to just discover my roots as well.
Oh, that's so cool. And so you mentioning that you discovered your roots. Can you talk about that a little more?
Yeah. So Orthodoxy is the religion that I practice, Orthodox Christian. And a lot of the roots of Orthodoxy come straight from Jerusalem. Jerusalem is like the headquarters. The Church of the Holy Sepulchre is the place for us. And so to be able to go there, to be able to discover that, to see the Byzantine icons in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre and other churches that we went to be able to dive deeper into my Christian identity that I really hadn't had the opportunity and hadn't had the proper mindset to explore beforehand was just an amazing experience.
That is so, so cool. So have you gone back to Israel since that first time you went?
Yeah, I have. I have gone back as a fellow for Passages, which essentially means that I am leading a group of around 40 students, and then I will be returning as a fellow again in December.
Very cool. So you have such a unique perspective into this, because I think a lot of the people that I've talked to, they're kind of coming to Israel as more, and I say this with a grain of salt, but more as outsiders, more as like, this is completely not what they're used to. They haven't really had any exposure to it. But with you, like, you're an Orthodox Christian, like, you have a special tie to Jerusalem, to that place. So can you talk to me a little bit more about maybe some misconceptions that people might have of Orthodox Christianity, and more specifically, Orthodox Christianity in Jerusalem?
So from my personal experience with my Antiochian Orthodox identity, I have found that a lot of people walk into these large churches, Church of the Holy Sepulchre, Church of the Nativity, which is a Catholic church, however, very similar to what an Orthodox church would look like. And people walk into these churches and they don't exactly understand per se what the icons, what all the money, quite frankly, spent on all of the glitz and glam, I could say, of the church. And so for me to go there and for me to be able to talk with students, to be able to help them understand why icons are the way they are, why we as Orthodox and in the Catholic churches as well choose to spend money and devote our time to creating what churches are, is very important to me. To be able to explain that to people and to explain that that's our way of creating heaven on earth, because we believe that church is supposed to be, our mass on Sundays is supposed to be God coming down to be with us and to celebrate. It's supposed to be a snapshot of heaven.
You know, I've never actually thought about it that way, but I can definitely see how that beauty, putting so much effort and so much, you know, wealth into creating beauty that represents heaven, that could have a very meaningful significance. So thank you for sharing that. That was very interesting.
Absolutely.
So when you are traveling with these students and you're taking them to these big churches, are you finding that there's like a pattern with specific places and churches that they're drawn to?
I think that every single person, and this is really the beauty of traveling to the Holy Land, specifically with Passages as well, everybody finds they get drawn to different places at different times. Everybody's on a different path in their faith trail. And so to be able to see people, you know, have those moments, whether it's at the Sea of Galilee outside or whether it's at the Church of the Beatitudes or the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, or for me, it was at the Garden of Gethsemane, to see every single person find these different powerful moments in different places. Nothing is written on how you will feel when you're at these places. And so I personally don't find a pattern to how people feel. I think it's the amazing part about it is that everybody feels something different, yet so powerful at some point on the trip, and you're kind of just waiting anxiously to feel it yourself.
Oh, that's so cool. So then how can a student make sure to kind of keep an eye out for those spiritual moments when they come? Because like you said, it's different for every person. They're drawn spiritually to different things. So let's say I go to Israel on one of these trips. How can I make sure that I take advantage of that spiritual moment when it comes?
Yeah, that's a really hard question because everybody's so different. Mm-hmm. But for me, at least, I find that preparing myself mentally and spiritually, being able to read scripture of where I'm going to be, you know, the actions that take place where I'm at, and to just be in the proper mental, emotional, and spiritual place to be able to open yourself to that experience when it comes is very important. I think patience is key because you don't know when you're going to experience it. And if you sit there waiting anxiously and expecting it, you know, you might not enjoy it as much when it comes.
Yeah, I can see that being the case. That's a good point. So then tell me a little bit more about how it happened for you on your trip to Israel when you had that deep spiritual moment. What was that like for you?
Yeah, so my experience came as I somewhat described earlier in the Garden of Gethsemane. And that moment was absolutely incredible, unexplainable. But I was, you know, sitting in the garden and we were reading the story that takes place there from the beginning of when Jesus went to pray, and he called on his disciples and Peter, which is my patron saint. He called on him to watch over Jesus as he prayed. And three times Peter and the disciples fell asleep, and Jesus still called them every single time to watch over him. And that powerfulness of the moment where I felt that I was falling asleep on my faith and Jesus was still calling me to awaken in that was just so moving for me. And to hear that, to hear Peter, the name Peter being spoken in the Bible, but also to hear myself in that story as well, was so powerful. And I was incredibly emotional, and I really felt that God was trying to tell me something in that moment.
Wow, that is powerful. So then when God told you that, kind of showed you that you needed that wake-up moment, what did that wake-up look like for you? Did you have to do certain things to help wake yourself up spiritually, or what did you do after that?
So for me, it was more in my actions. I personally felt from that point that I was more directional in my faith, that I was more directional in my life, to be honest. In every single conversation I have, every single discussion, I don't personally believe in coincidence. Mm. I believe that every single thing is set for a reason, and every single conversation, every single interaction has a purpose. And I think that's coming a lot from my faith and coming from that purposeful moment in the garden to be put in every single aspect of my life.
Wow, that's awesome. So can you share with me a little bit more about what kind of benefits students will get by going with passages as opposed to just traveling on their own?
For me, passages is an entire holistic approach to the Holy Land in Israel. I think that the way that passages does things is multiple different steps, but the first being that you're going with other college students looking to engage in their faith and understand the situation in Israel better. I think that's very important, because going with a tour group, going with people not your age, sometimes you have uncomfortable conversations. You don't feel as comfortable sharing what you're experiencing because they aren't, quite frankly, people that may understand it. That first approach is very important. The second thing is you get speakers almost every single day to discuss, to question, to help you understand everything you're seeing, both in a spiritual sense, but also in a political sense, as well as in a geographic sense. I think all those different aspects are very important, and you can really only get them through hearing from experts on the subject every single day, and Pastages gives you that. And I think that's so incredible and so important. And the third aspect is just the fact that Pastages does not make you subscribe to a certain understanding of the world or a certain understanding of the situation. I think that Pastages does a very good job of letting you decide for yourself what you think of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, but also what you think of the difference between the Garden Tomb and the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. And to be able to really let you discover that gives you so much freedom that you might not get from another experience with the Holy Land.
Right. Interesting. So Pastages kind of gives you a balanced perspective of the information, and then you get to kind of choose for yourself what you believe.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, that's very cool, because I think a lot of times young people, you know, we don't really like being told what to think or what to do. We really like to find out for ourselves, okay, what's the information out there, and then kind of formulate our own thoughts about it. So that's really cool that Pastages kind of plays into that and allows students to take agency in their own thinking. So that's very interesting. Now, Peter, you actually answered all the questions that I have for you today, but before we go, I want to give you an opportunity to share anything that's on your heart that, you know, maybe I didn't ask you, or something you really feel our listeners need to know about Israel and what God is doing there.
I think it's very important to understand that in the situation in Israel, in the conflict, in all of these things, God is still present and God still exists there. I think that people sometimes forget that on the Palestinian side, there are quite a few Christians going to church every single day and struggling every single day. And sometimes we get bogged down that both sides are not people, they're statistics. And to understand the humanity in people on both sides, to understand that I have very close friends that are Israeli citizens as well as Palestinian refugees, and to understand that I have conversations with both those people every single time news comes out of that area, whether it's good or bad, and to understand that both those people are acting based on their life, based on what they understand and what their family and friends are going through. And in order to understand that, I think we have to look back through our faith lens and through God's presence in those actions and in everything that happens there.
Right. Wow. That was a really good reminder. Thank you, Peter, for sharing that.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Well, listeners, again, if you want to learn more about Pastages, just go and visit PassagesIsrael.org on the web. That's PassagesIsrael.org. Peter, thank you for coming on the show today. It was wonderful to talk to you.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. And listeners, be sure to tune in next time to the Charisma News Podcast.
Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.